It's time now for us to visit with Ryan Haughton, head coach of the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. Coach, last week your squad took on a tough Lord Central Catholic team from Nebraska City. Came up on the short side of the scoreboard, 52-20, the ninth-ranked Knights. Very good team. It sounded like they had been struggling just a little bit, but they're kind of getting back on track here as the season comes to a close, the regular season anyway.
Yeah, well, they're a very good team, and we knew we were going to run into a tough team. And when you're missing a couple players that are very needed in some of those games, like a Wes Swanson, I don't know how much a kid like that can swing the game, but if you would tell me two or three touchdowns, I wouldn't disagree with you. You know, he's one of the better talents we've had around a while, and when he's not available, it makes a game against a fast, athletic Lords team very difficult to hang in there. But as I explained to you earlier, I really thought our kids played hard. We led in the game. We played pretty good defense early on. At one point in time, it was 24-20 with just a minute left to go in the half, and they were able to get one in there before halftime to make the halftime score of 30-20. Still a very doable game at that time. Seems like we kind of started to run out of gas a little bit and just holding up against their big physical line up front, and they got a lot of speed in the backfield, and the combination of those two started making for some pretty big plays.
Yeah, and those big plays are just certainly can be killers. Let's talk about your kids. At this time of year, you're always losing some seniors. You hate to see go, but you want to see them go because that's what you're there for as an educator. But you hate to see them go off your football team and basketball team as the year goes. But you're going to lose some good ones after this team.
Yeah, we have a good group of six seniors, and they have been with me for, you know, since I've been here, and they're a good group, a close group, I will definitely miss them. The thing about these seniors is they have left a pretty good mark here at JCC, in which they will go down in history then officially with 21 victories, and as a class, 21 victories. And I think there's been a span of time and years ago where we'd go 10 years and maybe not get 21 victories. So I think it's pretty cool of what the things that they've accomplished and playing in playoff games and co-district championship last year. They've really brought a lot to us, and we're going to miss them, but sure appreciate their efforts. Too bad they couldn't have finished out the year with one more game. As on next Thursday night, our game has already been deemed a forfeit, and we worked tirelessly to try to find a replacement, even Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas, and just could not get it pulled off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that game was scheduled to be Thursday night, Humboldt-Table Rock Senior, and we know they've been low on numbers for a while, some injuries there, and I think you and I have talked about this for two or three weeks now. This could possibly happen, but you hate to see it happen where they find themselves in a position they have to forfeit and your kids miss out on one more opportunity to play together.
Yeah, I'm sure they would like to play as well. You know, nobody likes to miss out on a shortened season. Football, once it gets rolling in those eight games, it goes fast enough the way it is. It's just hard for me to believe that, man, it is actually done and we're setting up for end of the year at turn in equipment already and things. It's just kind of a shocking that it's come this fast, but it is what it is. Like I said, we tried, and our players know that the administration, the athletic director, and the coaches, we scoured pretty much all of Middle America to try to find a replacement for these seniors, and didn't happen, but they'll go out winners with their heads held high, knowing that they were a big part of turning this program around on the trajectory that we wanted to go.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us today and throughout the season. Always interesting and fun to visit with you to find out what's going on with T-Bird football. And we'll talk to you somewhere down the line during the basketball season, but we'll talk to you back here next year with the JCC Coaches Show.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate you having us.
That's our Johns County Central Coaches Show for today.